Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors, and we get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. And look, here's the deal, guys. What I do here is I bring you some really awesome people that are out there in the world, U.S. and around the world, that are actually up to some really awesome things. Now, sometimes people, I agree with what they're doing. Sometimes I don't agree with them, whatever it is. But the point of The Win is to have you be open-minded and listen to other entrepreneurs that are out there doing really amazing things. So this is a person that I was interviewed first on his show, and we had a great time. And so, of course, I invited him over, right?
And yeah, when,
right, of course. And so I want to introduce you to Tayo. Tayo, you there?
Yeah, Tayo is right here.
Tayo is right here. I love you. I mean, look, how many times people told you your name rocks?
It does. I mean, literally, it says Tayo Roxon, so it goes on.
It rocks. I'd love to say that mine's better, sexy boss, but yours is better. There you go.
No, yours. I love yours as well. I mean, I'm just. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, the name you gave yourself is pretty, pretty cool. I was just given this name, so I don't have the honor of saying I created a cool name. You did.
Oh,
so.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. You know, but that I heard of recently some people are calling their people like River and West. I'm not sure if I like that, North and West, calling people's names. Yeah. Let's not go there. Okay, so everyone, this is Tayo Roxon. I'm going to go ahead and go into who he is. He is a diversity and inclusion strategist. All right. So his work has been recognized in Forbes and many other publications. In addition to that, internationally recognized speaker who's presented at the United Nations Foundations and the World Bank. Hopefully they didn't take all your money. And in that spare time, he's a host of As Told by Nomads, which is the number one cross-cultural podcast in the world. Bam. And rocked number two business podcast by Entrepreneur. Wow. So who did you pay off to get those? Because that's cool.
No, I didn't. I mean, it was funny. When I made that entrepreneur list, I was going to bed and someone had sent me a Facebook message saying congratulations. And I was like, I didn't enter anything. And then they said, no, seriously, congratulations. Here's the link. You got something. So I don't know. I didn't. It was just an honor and humble, you know, and a humbling experience just to be recognized for anything. So
no, yeah. I get that. I was just recognized by a writer on Huffington Post as the top 50 women to watch in 2017. Now, what that did for me was, oh, my God, I got to do something.
Congrats. That's
well,
good.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know about that either. But someone's like, hey, check this out. But in my world, I'm like, because the top 50 women entrepreneurs to watch in 2017, you know, and I think to myself, well, people are watching me now. Now I got to do something.
Well, you're already, the good thing is you're already doing something. You're doing a lot of things.
So. I already am. But it does put you up there like, wow, I must keep that. Or it kind of puts a little pressure on yourself, you know. So here people calling you going, hey, check you out. You're like, whoa, I must be doing something. Now I got to do more of it. That's the entrepreneur in you. Okay, so tell, I mean, you have a website called tayoroxon.com. I'm going to spell that out for people. TayoRoxon.com. So you go there, you check it out. So what do you do? Like, you know, you got a great face. You're a pretty stud. But what do you do other than that? Look good.
So what do I do? So I right now, a lot of what I do is I work with corporations and organizations and help them incorporate inclusive strategies into the bottom line. You know, my background is I'm a Nigerian and I grew up as the son of a diplomat. So inherently, I was always a walking contradiction. I was the minority everywhere I went, you know. So growing up like that, I sort of started developing in me this need to connect to people because I was constantly moving and I was like, how am I going to fit into these new environments? So I started building those skills as, you know, as young as 10 years old. And the older I got, it became interestingly and ineffective for me to actually see how the world was increasingly globalized and digitalized, yet people weren't acting global and digital. So I was so frustrated by that. And I started interviewing people. I started interviewing people and said, wait, why can't we fix this bridge? What is it that we can do to teach people how to do such a thing? And, you know, it turned into a podcast and then turned into a very popular podcast that led to more speaking engagements. And then that sort of led me to consulting and people started asking me, hey, we're hiring, but we don't know how to retain young and diverse talent. Hey, we're going to new markets. How do we get, you know, our team ready for this culture nuances? Or, hey, we have a lot of unconscious bias here. Mm-hmm. What are the things we can do to work on in ourselves so mm-hmm. that we can make sure we don't let that impact any of our decisions? So, it, you know, it became a lot of that. And then I built a business out of, you know, helping people out to connect.
Mainly helping companies is what I hear, helping companies specifically.
Well, companies and schools. I was just at a middle school conference and they, you know, it's a lot of schools need that as well because it starts very, very young.
So can I say that what you do is you help companies and schools retain Cupcake Nation?
I don't know about what is Cupcake Nation.
The millennials. That's what I call it.
That is what you call
Cupcake Nation. Yes.
Okay.
Now you hate me. Click. yeah.
What is Cupcake Nation anyway?
Cupcake Generation. They're a Cupcake Nation. They're like, poor me. I want to cry and hold hands. So, yeah, it's not something I gave them. It's actually somebody else, and then I took it on. It's called the Cupcake Nation.
All right, fine.
Exactly. I'm interviewing you. You sit down. No, I'm kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. But, yes, you do know that I'm like, civil deals, they're whitey. But I get it. I mean, look, I do get it because, look, I'm in a small business. Everyone around me in my small business here locally in Austin, they're millennials, right? So I'm constantly in this conversation going, I don't get how y'all think. That makes zero sense to me, you know? And they're like, well, so I get it. It's definitely, I mean, I only have like three employees that are there. I can't imagine an entire organization. They have to completely shift on how they do things. So I have a question for you because I just saw this big interview and I can't remember who it was. I'm super apologetic. It was a guy and he did this whole thing about millennials. And he said one thing that I was like, I don't agree with it. Okay, so I want to ask you if you agree with this quote, kind of, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact quote, okay? But what he was saying was that the millennials in general come from a generation that they weren't taught certain things, okay? Whatever that was, and he went down this list. And then he said it's the responsibility now of the companies to teach them that. I don't agree with that. I call that bad parenting. What do you think? Now, I don't remember the list, right?
First of all, the guy that you're talking about is Simon Sinek. And I remember, you said a lot of things that I agree with and a lot of things that, and I'm a huge Simon Sinek fan. I do think, you know, I know I'm sensing that you disagree. I think
it's okay.
Companies need to, I think they need to change the way they approach leadership. I think a lot of the models, and I go into a lot of companies, people have outdated models of leadership. And the reality of the world today is that we have different styles of leadership. You know, when they were leading, there wasn't digital media the way it is today. So people need to know how to work with more mobile workforces. People need to know how to deal with people with different styles. And if you really want to succeed in the 21st century, whether you like it or not, as a leader, you're going to have to learn how to adapt to that. And that does fall on the company. But I also think there's an onus on us as millennials to actually do the work to bridge that gap too. Because yes, some of the people that are hiring us are not, you know, they're not of the same generation, so they don't think the way we do. And some of the things might be confusing to them. So fixing that educational gap is something that we should work on. And, you know, basically saying, hey, this is why I think this way. But I understand that you may think from a different point of view. So let's come to a compromise, so you say. So I think it goes both ways. I wouldn't go as blanket and say, like, it's a responsibility of the company. But I also know for a fact, after that video came out, a lot of companies took offense to that. They're saying, like, wait, what do you mean? But at the end of the day, a company is about the people. So if you're hiring a bunch of millennials, you've got to make sure the environment is inclusive for them. It's not like you're hiring baby boomers and Gen Xers at this point.
Yeah, so a couple things. So first of all, there's a couple things with the statement that I can't agree with, that companies, it's their role to create leadership and to train their employees in their particular culture. But what I don't part agree with that, and look, we're having a debate here. It's all about fun. Is that I don't agree with that the company has to alter to appease the millennials. It's like, no, millennials appease to the company, right? So there's got to be a give and take a little bit there, right? Because what I hear, and I look, my generation never got this much focus. We're Generation X. We didn't get all this crazy, oh, we're different, we're unique. Please, companies, you got to change who you are for me. No. We were taught this is how it goes. You need to step up, right? So it's a very different generation. That's where I call the Cupcake Nation. Okay, so that's my own thing. But I wonder if there's got to be a give and take around that. And I'm curious what you educate, you know, in your speaking to companies. Do you tell them you've got to change for them? Or do you say, hey, you know, how can we create a structure that's good for both of them? I'm just curious what your teachings are. None of that.
Well, I'm a little bit, a lot like Simon Sinek, but this is the thing I would disagree with before I go into that.
Okay. Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
We live in such a digitalized time right now that to say that companies don't have to adapt to change, they will be dinosaurs.
Adapt to change, adapt to one generation.
Yeah,
very different.
Yeah, but they are the largest generation in the workforce right now. And they're the ones that people are hiring to replace. So if you want to fill a workforce with a lot of these people from this generation, 1980 and above, I mean, I don't know how you would not have to adapt if you want.
But there's a difference between, I think there's just a wording here. There's a difference between changing with the times of what's happening in today's world, and that things are altering and companies do have to change. But the thing that I think rubs for businesses is we have to alter for just this generation because they're special. It's like, look, times are changing. No matter what generation, things alter, right? Things are changing. Things are upgrading. Things are altering. No matter what, things are just moving. That's just with the times of life. But I think the part that's the rub, and I hear this from other business owners, is like, they're so special. It's like, no, it's just the timing. You know what I mean? We're all special and we're all different. And it's just a particular new generation, right? It's just, that's why, right? And I have cousins who are, I have cousins and I have a half brother and a half sister, and all millennials. And I totally give them hell about this. Okay. So you're not the only one. Welcome to the
group. Trust me. Look, I'm used to. Yeah. But this is the thing. I don't know that you really think it's just millennials that get this treatment. You don't think every generation, the previous generation, never felt this about.
No. Generation X never got. We never got conversations or had consultants to come out and go, let me tell you how to deal with the Generation X. That doesn't exist. If I was a Generation X consultant back, you know, the 90s, I'd be like, we don't care. This is how we do things. They need to step up, you know? So there wasn't that. Now, Generation X, just to know, and I know this, it's the smallest generation. I was born in 75. So, you know, I was created by a baby boomer, but the baby boomers had most of their kids for the millennials. And that's why they're resurgent. So the baby boomers had you guys, right? So they had the millennials. So that's why there's so many of them. So I understand that, but I grew up, right? So the 80s, I grew up with things like Atari, don't even know what that is, you know?
Yeah, I know what that is,
So, it's different. And I think the millennials are really, I give them credit, they're the first generation that is in the workforce in our global history that grew up with technology. Now, I had it a little, you know, but I didn't have my first computer until like 85 or 89, you know what I mean? I had dial-up in 93. Woo-woo, right? So for my first email in 92, 93. So I think that they're really the first generation to be in the workforce that was grown up with technology.
Yeah, no, so to ask you a question, because you're right about some of this. I love the fact that we always have a debate. We always have a debate. Okay, so when I go into companies, a lot of the question they have is, how can we manage this workforce? Because this is the most diverse generation. Right. So with the millennials, it's not just the work habits. It's the fact that a lot of them are mixed. A lot of them come, they're Mexicans, they're black, they're Africans, they're all these mixes in there. And some people don't know how to deal with a lot of this diversity that's in there, which is a funny thing to say in today's world, but it's still such a reality. And the way that a lot of these people grew up in is they grew up with so many different cultural backgrounds. So to put like one blanket type of company culture sometimes is a little tough for some people to just adopt to. And on the millennial side, we did grow up with technology, so it's a lot of instant gratification. And what I always talk to you about millennials is the fact that we as a generation need to adapt to patience. We need to learn how to be patient. Because to your point about Gen X and baby boomers, there's that element of still the work that you do, you know, takes time, and that you don't just get something when you say you want it. A lot of what I hear that I always disagree with, you know, is that one person goes to one extreme and says, millennials are entitled, lazy, and all that. And then on the other generation is, we're not going to adapt to your needs. You're going to have to do what you say. At that point, there's no compromise. Because then what's going to happen is just going to be like, oh, you think we're lazy anyway. Or you think we're a cupcake generation.
And, I just love that. Because it pokes you guys. Like, I'm not cupcake. It's like, hee hee.
And then on the other hand, the millennials are going to be like, the boss doesn't even want to know what I want to do. He doesn't want to include me in the decision. And I just think at the core of what we're trying to do as a generation is to feel like we are making our voices being heard and we're making an impact. So even if the policies that I always recommend, or even if they're the bottom line, is they just want to know that something that they did made an impact up the chain. It doesn't have to be like,
okay, great. So love that. I'm not gonna fight you in this one or debate you. Okay, so I agree with you. There is something with this particular generation that's about that making an impact.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And that's new. Right. I think that's a new thing. So my question to you is why? I was around when they were growing up. I don't remember. What is that? Did they watch too much of Friends or something? Like, what was that? Like, what was the, like, they all grew up together with, like, we got to make an impact. Was there a book they read in high school that, like, I missed? But what was that? Because did they watch too much Oprah? Like, I don't know. What was that? You know, that they have this thing that this common denominator crosses a generation. What is that?
So in your saying, your generation, you didn't have like a sense of purpose. You didn't want to like,
we wanted to make money. Make money. We were wanting to make money and have a life and have kids and retire and all that, right? You got to remember in our generation, and remember, you don't know, but in our generation, I'm on the other side of baby boomers. I'm like the generation after baby boomers, so-ish, yeah. Right? We're in this weird space. And we grew up in the 70s and 80s, and the 80s was all about fun and drugs, right? So there you go. But, you know, 90s, it was this phenomenon of like old school. I remember, look, I used to date this guy. No kidding. I swear to God, this is 1995. Dating a guy, we're engaged. We moved to Houston together. I knew he was in the oil business, of course, right? I knew that. And he was going to work for a big oil company. I call him. He gives me this phone number. This is my work number, honey. I call the number, I swear to God. And they're like, hi, this so-and-so's office. And I'm like, yeah, can I talk to him? I'm like, why is she answering? Oh, that's my secretary. I go, you did not just call her your secretary. And I go, do you have a computer? He's like, no, I tell her what to do. She types in the computer. I'm like, what is this, like 1950? You know, so things hadn't really changed yet. He didn't have an email address. This was like a huge oil company, I could say, and y'all know it. And these guys didn't have emails because the secretary, they called them secretaries. No kidding. All the guys were in the office and the wife. I mean, seriously, it was still like that. This is 1995. So it wasn't like that long ago. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, so I still grew up a little bit in that. And that's part of the challenge, right?
Okay.
I was told I had to fit in that, not change that. Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Okay, so this is it. So
really my question, why do y'all have the purpose? I think it's great. I'm not dissing it, by the way. I'm just questioning why.
If you grow up in a generation where the digital platform makes the world flat, and now you can know what's happening in China, the click of a button, and just like you can know what's happening in Nigeria, and you have such a generation where everybody is different and looks mixed in the diversity, there's this idea of finding your place. Now, if you're trying to find your place in such a world that's already defined what success looks like, what it looks like, you know, a blonde, blue-eyed person for a particular career or a brunette for this type of person, people are trying to find their identity. And the process of trying to find identity in all these places, sometimes you come across the idea that there is real discrimination. There's this real place that doesn't have a platform for your voice. And out of that need to express yourself, you have a bunch of people saying, well, I want to be able to express myself, and I don't like that someone told me that I can't be that because I don't look this way. And that's just what it is. You know, we're a generation looking to find our place and find our voices in a world that hasn't necessarily made it easy for people like us to fit in. And, you know, you look at traditional media, it's not like it's always looked one type of, it's not like it's always looked like the world.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28. In-store only. See associate for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
And then you have people come up with now this news that just run it on Facebook platform. Well, yeah, people do their own silos because they're like, well, I'm just going to create my own thing because no one's covering my story. And I was just at a conference for, this is middle school, by the way, so this is Gen Zer. And this 13-year-old girl emailed me and she went to my website and she said, I signed up to your website because I, like you, had a conflict of identity. You know, I had an identity crisis. I'm a Peruvian girl with mixed with Colombian parents. And, you know, this world is really scary for me because I, you know, in my school, I don't have any hero that looks like me. The government is telling me I can't do this. I'm worried about Black Lives Matter. I'm worried about Planned Parenthood. I'm worried about all. She was just, this is a 13-year-old. I'm like, how do you know all these things? But it's that she started that young and she's saying, I'm constantly looking for a way to find my voice and find that way that I can make an impact. And it's just out of a need to feel appreciated, to feel like you're okay and you matter. And out of that, you create your own platform. And a bunch of people just gravitate towards that like, oh, yes, that looks like me too. I'm going to go there. And no one talks about that. And that's the generation that we live in. I know to you, you might not agree, but to a lot of us, we don't see ourselves in a lot of these success stories. So we'll just create our own and create a following after that.
Yeah, and I'm open to listening. I'm always open to learning. It's interesting. I mean, it really is a question I've always had because I've heard it before. We really want to make a difference. I've heard it. That's important to us more than money. You know,
yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard these statements and through either, you know, it could be a Facebook or could be whatever comments, whatnot. But at first there's a piece of like, okay, I don't understand. But okay, all right, I don't understand. Well, then why? What is that? You know, where did that come from? Because even you talking, there was a huge diversity where I grew up. And I don't remember having a conversation with someone who was really different going, do you have an identity crisis? You know, when they're 14, they'd be like, no, I live here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you make it sound like there's all of a sudden this diversity. There's always, for me, my world's always been a lot of diversity.
Okay. There's always been diversity, but has there always been inclusion?
What does inclusion look like to you? I don't know. I mean, it's an honest question, by the way. I don't know what that looks like.
Inclusion is basically leveraging these diversities. Mm-hmm. Into a more effective way. So the world is different. Everybody knows millions of people move from one part of the world to another part of the world for various reasons. But inclusion means, are you safe enough to be yourself in this environment? You know, in the workplace, it plays itself like, if you act this way, do you become stereotyped negatively and say, oh, you're just like all these people, you know, a Black person or a Hispanic person, so I'm not going to hire you. It plays itself into unconscious bias when it comes to hiring decisions. It plays its role in casting in movies when you have people that are being casted, you know, for Egyptian movies that are white people or Asian, you know, like the just all these Asian movies that have all these different roles. People are like, wait, that's not how I remember it. Or I just saw Hidden Figures. You know, it's an amazing movie about, you know, three African-American women. Yeah, I was not taught in school, Heather. But that's my point.
That's true. I do say that.
Point.
I agree.
All inclusion. Like, you get fed all these stories at a young age, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, only heroes. And then you start to find out, like, wait, this happened at the same time that, you know, that's just the reality. And our generation, we're very curious, we're very conscious, and we'll do the history and we'll read. So when we read all these things, because the internet now makes it easy for you to access all this information, and you're like, you start to ask yourself this question, wait, this happened. No one talked about it. I'm going to talk about it. That's just what it is.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, I definitely watched that movie and I definitely thought, huh, I was never taught that. Yeah, that's really interesting. I appreciate you sharing. In the world of leadership, so when you're in front of either organization or a school, and I do want to ask you about the United Foundation that you're part of. I really want to go there. When you're in front of organizations, schools, or companies, and you talk about leadership, coming from a perspective of your generation, what do you talk about exactly? And what do you mean by the old model as different? Because here's my pushback on that. I want to say this one thing to let you go. I feel, for me, human beings haven't changed that much. We haven't. Why we cry, why we're upset, why we hurt, why we buy. The human being behavior hasn't altered much. Our awareness has altered. We've created more awareness, and our technology has altered completely. But the desires we have as human beings, sad, cry, happy, passionate, hopefulness, all these things haven't really altered. You know, we're still human beings. So in the world of leadership, what do you mean by that? It's changed. The old model doesn't work.
When I'm saying the old model doesn't work, if you look at Silicon Valley, it shouldn't make any sense why, you know, over 70% of the leadership looks like white males. That's not a representation of the current demographic. And that's not because there's a certain lack of talent with other dynamics. I mean, that's not how the world is. And what happens is people make the mistake of thinking if we both start at a ground level area, I'm Hispanic, you're black, and someone is white, that means that we're all on equal footing. But that's not the case, because the further up you go the food chain, it thins down. So why is there that thinning down? That's what I mean by old model. It's not an accurate representation. America itself is going to be a majority minority country in the next 5 to 10 years, where you have Hispanics, just as many white people, and, you know, and different demographics. So if the companies don't look like that, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we have to fix. And that's an uncomfortable.
I think that will fix over time. I mean, the millennials are still.
It should fix now. Well, it shouldn't be over time. It shouldn't be disproportionate. You can't tell me.
Hold on a second. Hold on. That's that now mentality. It takes time to move the leadership because they've been there longer than you guys.
Well, Heather, that's not the now mentality, because this is not we're talking about Silicon Valley here. We're talking about recent technologies. We're talking about people 20s, 30s, 40s. We're not talking about 50, 60 year olds. We're talking about the fact that there is still a system in place that makes it favorable. I know you don't like hearing this. We've had this discussion, but there's still a system in place that a lot of people are not comfortable admitting doesn't proportionally affects equal, you know, different demographics. And those are grassroots things that we need to start addressing from the early.
A couple things. I don't know why you disagree. I do agree on some level. I mean, look at the female leadership. Tell me, mm-hmm. top women. Mm-hmm. So here's how I said, now this is my view, right? It's like, before they get to ethnic, let's just go women.
Mm-hmm.
Planet, okay? So women, just in general, we've been here for a while too. So it's like, when do we get our time? And so a lot of that has to do with, I don't know the percentage, but I've heard that the percentage between 5 and 10% of the business ownership in America today is female owned. I don't know how right that is. That's what I heard. Can't say that's correct or not. But I do know that it's very low. You know what I mean? Now, then we start going into an ethnic conversation, right? Then it's even lower. We do know that. I think it's, you know, male, then women, then ethnic. And I could be wrong. I'm kind of guessing on that particularly. It could be actually not that. I do agree with you. Silicon Valley is a potentially, they have an opportunity. What I hear is what you're saying is they have an opportunity to lead the world in leadership. They have an opportunity. They're not stepping up to that.
Yeah. And when I'm saying diversity and inclusion, it's definitely a huge thing with women. I mean, it's a huge thing with ethnicity. It's a huge thing with people from different backgrounds. It's a huge thing with immigrants. This is why, you know, a lot of people have issues with different governments. The thing that a lot of people don't see, for example, someone like me that came from a foreign country, is there are many other things that you would go through, because you would not just look at diversity from your race. You look at diversity from your status as an immigrant or as a visa, and just there are many policies that affect you that might not be said in the mainstream. So those things, if they are infringed upon or they're made to work harder, you're like, wait, does that mean that I'm less of a person? I think we live in a very patriarchal world that doesn't seem to reward women as much as they should be, when women have the hardest job as being, you know, especially moms, they have the hardest job as being the original CEO. You know, I was raised by the strongest woman I know, and having to see what she had to go through and have people in the world say that, you know, the only successful people are, you know, men that look like this. That to me is not an accurate representation. So what I'm fighting for is, you know, that social justice element of where, but there's equality and diversity accurately represented, and also the right stories being told, so that it's okay for anyone to say, my hero is her, my hero is him, my hero is that. But that's what I mean by old model. That's not how the world has been. I know we all think we haven't really changed in how we thought, but we've done something wrong where we don't have as many women or as many minorities being represented, because it's not that they don't do anything. It's just that they're not represented. or told about.
Not, well, absolutely. And there's a difference between how people buy and think and feel, right? That hasn't altered on storytelling and how we learn. And that's my argument with that. We have diversified in women and us as well as in all different cultures, right? Is available to us to be able to grow and what I call pull people up, right? Now, yeah. What I do here, and I can see where you're coming from on the Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is a leading edge on the world stage. It's a world stage, and people look at Silicon Valley from a world stage. And they do have an opportunity to be on the cutting edge of not only technology, but also on culture, diversity, and leadership.
Yeah.
They do have that. They do have that. I'm not sure they're, sure. Maybe they are aware of that. I have no idea. I think that's what I hear is your, I'm going to use the word fight or stand for, is to help them be aware that they have an opportunity to be on the cutting edge of culture, diversity.
No, they are aware. I mean, they're constant reports they're being, and to their end, they've made efforts to, you know, to highlight some of these things. But I think the first step is people just being aware, and then people actually saying, okay, this is true. I acknowledge that as a problem. Let's do something about that.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
I noticed sometimes, though, there's a lot of pushback where some people get – this is a trigger words that I've noticed when I'm talking to people from different races. They hate the word privilege, you know, like if you say white privilege. Or they hate the fact that to them, you know, they can count their black or Hispanic friends, and all of a sudden that means that they're racist. So people think you're attacking them and calling them racist. And the counter to that is no one is saying you're racist, but the fact that
you're not, but there is people saying
no, that. Yeah. But this is what we always say, right? So if someone says you're racist, but that doesn't mean that the problem isn't there and we shouldn't do anything about it. Is it at that point do we get to the point where you're offended by that you will now not do anything about it, or you would work to fix that to say, okay, I'm not, and I hate that you think like that I am, but at the same time, I recognize that there's a problem and we must do something about it. If someone calls you racist, that doesn't make the problem go away. It just, you know, it's still there. We shouldn't like shut down.
No, of course not. I mean, of course not. But I've never been called a racist. I just hear, I mean, personally, I haven't been called that. I'd be the first if someone has, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe someone has. I don't go out of my way to not do that. But there is a piece of the white culture that every time there's an argument, right, or a disagreement with anyone that's not white, it's almost like don't want to do that because there's a fear of to being called racist. So we're always in this fear of. Versus like, no, I want to be, why can I not have an argument or a debate with you? I'm white, you're black. Okay, we're having a debate. Does it mean just because I have a view, it means I'm racist? It just means I have a different view. It's just a debate. I like debate. Debate's good. Debate's fun. Doesn't have to go into fighting. Doesn't have to go into name calling. It's just a debate and a conversation to bring awareness. That's what a debate is designed for, right? So I think a lot of, now I can say from a view of person who is, you know, Caucasian or white, is that there is a fear of like ever having a debate or ever speaking up because mm-hmm. there's a fear of being called a racist, right? So they just kind of shut down because it's like, well, I don't want to go there because I might be called that thing called racism. And then I feel like I have to defend. And if I'm in defensive mode of like, I'm not a racist, it sounds like I'm a racist because I'm defending it. You know what I mean? So, but I like your answer. Like, look, I'm not, I'm sorry you think that way. And like, maybe there's something to be said here. Talk about what's going on. What's the real problem? You know, education piece. So do you, are you in universities a lot? Are you in current
universities? Yeah. No, I'm in universities. And I, you know, in my favorite conversations are the ones like we had on my podcast and this, because a lot of minorities and a lot of, you know, women, and they know what the problem is. They experience it every day. This is a day-to-day thing. This is more of getting other, you know, people, a lot of white people who might have sheltered themselves because of what you said, right? But the idea of being called a racist is such a, if you, someone calls you racist, that's a very, very heavy accusation. So some people just don't, you know, they hate being called that. But my always argument to that is we've lived such a politically correct environment that the problem that we have right now is because people haven't been saying all these things they've thought, or people haven't had the conversation enough to say, okay, thank you for educating me on that. I always thought this growing up. This is how I was always feeling. But now that I voice it out and you didn't lash out on my person, you just lashed out on my argument, I can now be educated on that. And I think that takes away such a great opportunity to be educated, because there's so many stereotypes and positions that need to be corrected, but people don't have those conversations because we don't have enough open environments to create these dialogues. So at universities, those are the type of environments that I create, where you have someone from a completely different background coming in to say, you know, I've had people say, you know, I think, you know, a lot of black teenagers, women are just predispositioned to violence and they always fight. And it's because of what they saw on worldstar.com. No one was judging anyone here, but wow. This is how they're talking. But these things were just shared by a lot of people. And I'm like, and I asked them, do you see how dangerous it is if you start keeping that in and you grow up and you become the one to hire people? You subconsciously are not going to be the one that's going to hire them because you've already thought this. But they've never had the opportunity to express that. And on the other end, there's a lot of anger, right? Because they've been like, I think people make the mistake of thinking, you had a black president, everything's okay. But having a black president doesn't erase anything. It just means there's a lot more work to be done. People forget that it was just 50 years ago that Jim Crow laws literally said, it's basically color bathrooms and white bathrooms. And those systems in place had people in different backgrounds going to less schools there, had less funds, and they didn't have access to the same jobs.
Yes, okay, I get that. Yeah. However,
I'm not saying you per se.
Like, move forward. You know, why keep bringing up the past? Got it, that was 50 years ago. Thank God it was 50 years ago. It wasn't 20 years ago. Let's make it 60 years, you know.
It's a generation. It's not gone away.
It's starting a conversation. It's more and more going to the future. You've got to create a new possibility and create a new future if you're going to let go of the past. You got to be open to change on both sides of the aisle, or as they call it in politics.
No, but Heather, do you see how that if you have someone that grew up in there and then they raise someone else, they're still poor because the cycle is still there. So it's not like this is just like we have people old enough to tell you about those times. It's not like that happened.
Of course.
Yeah. So they don't have all of a sudden the resources.
World War II is not here anymore either. We're not going to keep bringing up World War II.
I don't know how to explain this, but.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up. Where can people find you and opt in, email you?
You can find me on tayroxson.com. It's tayroxson.com. And I'm at tayroxson on all social media platforms.
Awesome. Okay. Always a great discussion with you. It's like fiery.
Well, thank you for having me on. I know I agree. I say the same thing about you. So it's, you know, there's fire and I'm always ready. So
yeah, you're great. And thank you for having the debate. Some people thinking you guys are fighting. We're not fighting. It's a debate. By the way, I love debate, and I love the fact that I could do that with you. It's like a little bit like a sparring, so I absolutely love that. So, all right, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood with The Win. You can check us out at heatherhavenwood.com. You know, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, all kinds of great places. Go check us out. See you soon. Hi, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood. Unfortunately, we had to cut part of this interview due to time constraints, but you can listen to the full interview at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.